Welcome to the Future Leads podcast. This is episode one, and the purpose of this podcast is to give an insight into some of those conversations that are happening in the city right now that maybe we don't see, that are ultimately shaping the future of this city. My name is Simon McCaskill, and I'm joined with Andrew Cooper and Martin Dixon. Andrew, do you want to introduce yourself?
Good afternoon, yes. Oh, glad to say that.
That was very formal. Good afternoon.
Andrew
it's
Cooper,
quarter past two, of course.
Chief Executive of Leeds Business Improvement District.
Perfect.
And I'm Martin Dixon, Head of Marketing at Leeds Business Improvement District.
And I'm Simon McCaskill, and I run Leeds Boost, a digital training company. And this podcast is called Future Leads. And I think the first thing I want to ask you is, when you heard the words Future Leads, what is the first thing that goes into your head?
I think it means a lot of things, isn't it? Is the first thing I'd say, Future Leads. But certain projects of ours particularly.
When I hear the word future for Leeds, I almost feel that as a city it's caught up. If that makes sense, it almost sees there's a growth and an explosion of activity that's happening at the moment. And when I think of the future, I just sort of think, wow, what's happening in Leeds is just palpable.
So you feel that now? You feel like we're already heading the way Leeds
yes,
needs to go?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. That's how I feel when I walk around the city.
Mm-hmm. Martin, would you echo that?
There's an impetus, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think why Leeds Bid came about in some respects was that there were various players in the city, from business, from retail, from other organisations, who felt that perhaps the story of Leeds was not negative or poor at all, but I think was a bit limited. So perhaps the chapters that were being used to tell the story of Leeds had been used for really quite a long time, and perhaps they were not becoming negative or detrimental, but they were becoming a bit stale in terms of attracting a new, vibrant audience to the city. So whether that be students or whether that be leisure visitors or whether that be business investors. It just needed the broadening of that story, which I think is where us and others can now play more of a part that builds a more exciting and diverse future.
Absolutely, and we're about transforming the city together. We're a not-for-profit, non-political organisation that brings people together who wouldn't ordinarily sit around the table and work together for collective good. And there's some benefits for Leeds being quite late in its development of a business improvement district, and as Marty's just alluded to, now people are saying, well, this palpable thing that we're feeling, businesses are coming together and saying, how can we improve Leeds and work together and make the things happen that we have made happen with others and not in isolation? There was 99 places before Leeds that had a business improvement district, and 104 places after us that have had a business improvement district. So they're recognised as a model for change and improvement to make things happen which weren't happening before. The whole chemistry test, it's a litmus test, which is, was this happening before? And if it wasn't, then the bid is doing its job.
So I mean, that's a great answer. So when we say Future Leads, your whole purpose, your whole reason you're here,
absolutely,
is based around those words.
Absolutely.
For people listening that don't know what a bid is, what is a bid?
A bid, they started in Canada in the 1960s. You'll find them across the world. But basically, you define a boundary. And that boundary can be a city centre like Leeds. It can be a trading estate. It can be a town centre. And within that boundary, you draw up a business plan. And you say to the businesses, these are the things that we're going to address within that business plan. And are you prepared to back it, support it, vote for it, and in effect, fund it? And across the United Kingdom, 140,000 businesses contribute £180 million each year to our city centres. So that's the investment that's going in. And and 9 times out of 10, that investment is going back into the places where it's come from. So it's almost a self-improvement programme for place management.
When you look at them, they are a wonderful sort of cooperative model of shared kind of pooled money put through a team of people who, if obviously I'm going to say aren't the right people, are given responsibility to create and implement from this fund. Because it's not just about the money, it's about what you do with the money and how imaginative and energetic and creative you are. But I think it's about having the focus. The beauty for me about this cooperative, collaborative approach that a bid model gives you is the opportunity for a team of people to spend the time actually thinking about, right, we need to take this group of people, let's say retailers, connect them with this group of people, let's say students, around this common project, let's call it Project X. And there aren't really any other organisations in that position because, you know, when the shop manager opens M&S today, that shop manager's priority is to run that shop and deliver the targets that they've been set and make it a good experience for their shoppers and maybe try and think on the way home or on the way in or in a management meeting about doing something else. It's not that person's sole responsibility. Did you see what I mean? Similarly, the students that come to this city every year that are massively important in terms of our economy, in terms of our creativity, in terms of our future employees, are being recruited by a university that has to focus on the recruitment and then the delivery of the education. There's only so much more, and it's only a little bit more, that the university staff and its systems and structures can do to promote Leeds. Right. And beyond a point, it's not reasonable or rational to ask them to do that. They've got to recruit the students and train the students, or they're going to have a whole lot of upset students, upset parents, and no decent research going on. So I think that we can come right in the middle of all those people and are already starting to bring together some phenomenal partnerships, just as a broker, really, as a glue in the middle, that are also, you know, rapidly already changing the face of what Leeds will look like in the future. I think I'd be that bold. Yeah.
And I think some of those future ideas and initiatives have come from around the table of people who wouldn't ordinarily sit across the table from each other because they're competitors they're from a different world. Yeah. And they're actually saying, how can we collectively work together for this particular thing, this particular project, to make something happen which wasn't happening before? And that's the interesting dynamic, is that because there's no... we're all wanting Leeds to do well and be successful. In effect, guns can be put at the door, if that makes sense, and people can come into those meetings and say, right, how can we make this happen? And the biggest recent example for me that I often quote is the Athena Rising on the platform building, the new sort of tech office space. As you come into the city centre, that mural there was put on the side of that building almost over coffee from different people who just had the discussion together. It wasn't any sort of formal process. And we don't believe we've got the monopoly of good ideas. And it's our levy pairs, the businesses that are in Leeds, who are able to come to the table and say, why can't we do this? Why can't we make this happen? And that's when you get that cross-pollination from one sector to another sector. That you have that interesting dynamic in a board meeting or steering group, and then something happens which wasn't happening before. Mm. And that project... out of that came an award-winning, international award-winning project with East Street Arts that's now the tallest mural in the United Kingdom. And that started from a few businesses over a cup of coffee. That's what can be achieved when businesses start to work together.
Big thing, big story.
So, a question on that. So Athena Rising, we've talked about students and education slightly. Mm-hmm. So it's a business improvement district. Mm-hmm. So we've already talked about creative projects.
Yeah.
Mm. So... where do creative projects play in business? What's their importance?
There's two things. Firstly, that within a business improvement district, you have to have a business plan and stick to that business plan. But within our business plan, it clearly states there is an ambition there to improve the experience people have. And part of that is the cultural and creative sectors that we have in this city. And I think when you get business and cultural organisations coming together, the response is a positively explosive one. Because, again, people coming at things from different ends of the spectrum and then coming together and making things happen. And I think the biggest example of that, if we're going on, would be the International Festival. And we've created what is a festival of new ideas and innovation. And that has, again, come out because businesses have said, wouldn't it be great to feel something in the springtime within our city? And this is basically the shop window for Leeds to do that.
So LIFF is the UK's leading metropolitan festival of new ideas and innovation. Basically, it's twofold. So it sounds like a very long, what would be brand statement, which it is. I guess new ideas and innovation, it's about thought leadership as well. But it's two broad things. LIFF is about showcasing what we like to talk about as the now Leeds, so the current Leeds, as we see it, what's going on in the city. In music, in tech, influenced by fashion, influenced by youth, influenced by students, influenced particularly by businesses. So going back almost a little bit to your creative and business, which Andrew was saying before, and you know, this obviously does link. There is a thread here. And the second big thing it's about is essentially taking some of the brightest minds of this city out to the world, at the same time as bringing some of the brightest minds from around the world to this city.
Right.
Again, that is almost sounds like a bit of a rhyme, but that is one of the most powerful things about LIFF, and is one of the kind of top 10 purposes of LIFF. i.e. from our brand. So it's about showcasing a city that we all know from that work here is vibrant, quite young, quite edgy, quite fast, quite creative. It's also creative in both the arts and music and technology, not just creative as in performance art or street art. It's all those things. It's broadly a creative place. It is fortunate to have, and historically, that personality and that attitude of get on and do. If it's not being done, get on and do it. The city that once manufactured or made everything in Victorian times through to sort of 1930s. I think one stat I shared with someone again recently, they were like, really? You know, I think 30% of every suit that was worn by a male in the United Kingdom in the mid and late 1930s was made in this city. So a city that's always created, always been creative. And I think what we're trying to say about Lyff is that Leeds is perhaps more of a contemporary, influential, international city than perhaps some people in the city itself and also around the UK have really not thought of Leeds like that before.
The festival is really another vehicle to showcase the city. And as an retailer, I would say, here's our shop window for from the 2nd to the 12th of May this year. What products are we going to put in there to shout about our city? And we have been overwhelmed with the open call that we had internationally and locally of people who've come forward with ideas and said, yeah, we're passionate about Leeds and we want to showcase this particular thing because it's going to help elevate our industry or our sector or our business. And back to that creativity, you know, the festival has become an opportunity to reflect the cultural and innovative DNA of our city. So we're not about following other festivals or other cities or what's been done before. It's about doing things the way we do it in Leeds, not in an arrogant way, but in a way that is different and reflects our place as a great city.
A question on that. You mentioned spring, you mentioned the date. That's not a coincidence.
Absolutely not, no, because a lot of the businesses, particularly the retail and hospitality that make up about 51% of our city centre, said, you know what, there's a bit of a gap in our calendar. Before we get to some of the sporting events in the summer, and whether it's triathlon and bike events and so on, we need something in between. And we've got the Indie Food Festival that happens at the end of May. Easter obviously falls different times of the year. And they said, can we plug that gap? So again, this wasn't the bid being didactic. It was businesses coming to us and saying, here's a gap, what can we fill it with? How can we work together and what could we put in there? And creative minds got together. And again, back to that cross-pollination and people coming together who wouldn't normally sit around a table and saying, this is a great idea, let's put it together and make it happen. And what we've seen is very much a stampede of enthusiasm and people coming forward. And if you look at the brochure this year and the logos and people who are involved, we couldn't do it on our own. No, absolutely not. You look at all the people.
We set sail, there's a lot of sailors on the ship, aren't there? I think that's the difference. It might be that we maybe have our hand on the tiller and we have to chart a course of the objectively of where we're heading with this. But actually, we cannot genuinely get there without that crew on that boat. And that crew is often drawn from, you know, right across that client base of ours, those levy paying customers.
And people started to realise, because of the nature of the bid, that we're not having to answer to shareholders or make a return in true ways of the word. We're a not-for-profit and we're about the five letters of our city and we want to see them succeed and do well. And then when people get that, they sort of say, all right. So
it takes a little while, that, hasn't it?
There's no catch. Yeah. There is no catch. I mean, ultimately, as a levy payer, and I've been on the other side of the fence, I would pay my levy and I'd want to see a return, absolutely. But I want to see that in the construction of a business plan and how others are putting in that for collective good. And it's almost a mindset that people aren't quite used to sometimes because it's almost like, It's not a selfish thing. It's a collective thing.
Well, it's too simple, Andrew. I think it is a collective thing. But what actually it's shown, just for the psychologists out there listening, people are so cynical and people look for more when it isn't there. Mm-hmm. And people overanalyze. And yeah, it's taken us 3 years it's taken us a little while. But we are getting most, even the deepest cynics perhaps now as well. But No, we really are doing this for the city. We really are doing it for the greater good. Where Lyff has been a big ticket item, hasn't it, to bring together an awful lot of clever and incredible creative things in this city, technologically, musically, whatever, that you know, actually you'd be surprised what this city is doing right now. So one quick example, and it's purpose for the sort of things that are off street level and you wouldn't know unless you're a client or member staff. You know, there are a couple of leading technology firms in this city, one based just off the ground in one of the very anonymous looking office floors of the Head Row, who are one of the premier sports tech companies for data in the world. These are the things where you'll see lumps in the shirts, the football or rugby players' shirts, and they're tracking players' movements during a game. I think it was originally started in Australia, I remember, and brought over here by Clive Woodward, I think, when England won the World Cup, was one of them, and London and Leeds. So, you know, again, and there's dozens and dozens of stories I could go into like this about Leeds, and what we're trying to do, and in LIFT this year, we have brought that sports tech to a whole event, which will feature gold medal-winning Winter Olympian Amy Williams. But it will also, so it's not just about a famous sports star who isn't that great, about high performance. We're trying to say more than that, because it is about a very successful sporting city, not that Amy's from Leeds, but my point is Leeds is a very successful sporting city at the moment across many different sports, not just the big, you know, the well-known ones. What we're doing with LIFT is then adding to that, which would be a perfectly nice event to go and have an evening with Amy and hearing about all that. We're bringing in the tech alongside that talk, so you get several speakers. It's a bit like we're embracing the range more fully of what's going on in the city. And there's more interesting stories to be told to then promote the city. It might be that story that gets someone looking at that Leeds from that London and goes, well, that's not what I thought of Leeds. Bang, you've got them. It's that one hook. I mean, we're not going to go into today, but you know, that's why we've worked on things in the past, like the Mobos and the Aurias and these other big events, getting them here.
So LIFT is all about showcasing the talent that's already here in Leeds.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Putting it alongside
innovation,
international talent at the same time to put it on a world stage.
Yeah, and say this is an international city. It is an international city of some uniqueness and coolness and diversity in a way that, I mean, sorry to, but that's the one thing I want to just make sure people get as well. You know, we do promote the city, as many do, as a broad and diverse and inclusive place. And I would be bold enough to suggest that if you look at the LIFT programme, you will truly see that. And just to give you a kind of A to Z of that, you know, we have an event that is a family day. So it's actually about bringing your under-10s to this totally big mad village site, which will be down at the Tetley, the Leeds International Festival village site down at the Tetley, and doing all kinds of wonderful things that little kids will love. But then at the other hand, at the other end of the programme, you will see a whole day that's about the black community. It's a day of history and culture brought from the Black Health Initiative in Chapel Town, an organisation we've been working for many years. And then we've got, you know, we've got representation of disability in arts, we've got representation of the LGBT community. We're right across the board, because that's what our city is. Not because we're contriving in some way to say we're diverse and act it. I think if you just put the city out there through this pink dream, let people see it, because there's a heck of a lot.
And the other thing that I've been overwhelmed is different organisations across the city have come forward and said, use our place or premises or whatever it might be, whether it's a car park roof or whether it's a...
That is true, by the way. We haven't actually gone for that this year, but that is true.
To the one that fascinates me is the Thackeray Medical Museum,
working
with a particular doctor in Bradford who's developed a makeup that's acid resistant. And I sort of think, wow, we couldn't write this script. It's just
commercial. That came to us, didn't it?
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. If there's someone out there listening that hasn't got involved in LIFT previously as a punter,
yeah,
and they've never been to anything whatsoever, and they're still looking at it, and they're thinking,
okay,
why is this for me?
Wow.
If you could literally just have 60 seconds, Andrew, do we think, how much should we get Cap Martin at 60 seconds pitch of why people should be coming to LIFT? What would that look like?
I think you're going to get an experience that is eclectic, but not a mess. So you will go from an event that on the first night, for example, there'll be two things kicking LIFT off. One called Sex Tapes and one called Falling Light featuring Daniel Avery. And that's going to be in the Corn Exchange. So if you've never been to the Corn Exchange, that's an experience in itself. One of the homes of the creation of the British dance music scene through the 90s. Go back to the Corn Exchange and enjoy the very 21st century leading edge of Daniel Avery's electronic music. If you fancy learning about technology in a way that you want to be hands-on, there is a hackathon from Leeds University that will allow you to solve real problems that they will give you 2 days to do it, and then there'll be a workshop that's kind of in the middle of the week. And if you think you could spend a day, if you think you wouldn't be able to spend a day with a Buddhist monk, a professor of anthropology who's on the telly quite often with Ginger Aaron Wears Green Docs, a very senior, proper Cambridge professor who talks in a very posh voice, and Matt Haig, who's a really leading psychologist and artist, and they're all on the same bill, then you're wrong. Because I think for about £20, you could spend all day learning what is it to be human in front of those four people. And finally, if that wasn't enough, I think you could be, on the final Saturday night, you could experience Juice Box, which we would say is the most contemporary and leading queer cabaret available in Europe at the moment, with three of the largest emerging artists from that world. All done by organisations in Leeds, created by, led by, facilitated by organisations in Leeds. So if that doesn't get you to buy a ticket, then you're dull and you're boring and I don't want you to come to life anyway.
Brilliant. Future Leeds, so anybody listening, if you've got a view on that, if you'd like to get involved, if you'd like to put forward some ideas of what we can talk about in the future, just let us know. Get in touch on Twitter at Future Leeds, and just a massive thank you.
I've enjoyed it. Thank you, Simon
and Martin.